James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and after a massive round 11 demo is in to chat footy.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Welcome, Damo.
Hello, Jim and Damien. Bill and Rubsy.
Again, the focus is on the Carlton football.
Yeah, this is new layers. New layers to it each week, aren't there? And this one is an off-field one as much as it is an on-field one. So, as you've probably caught up with, Craig Matheson, long-time board member of the Carlton Footy Club, found himself in a disagreement with Luke Sayers post-match on Friday night, the game you were covering, Jim, and in Sydney when they lost another game of footy. And it's had a ramification today where he has stood down and his resignation has been accepted. He was out.
What was it? What kind of altercation was it?
From what I've been told, Bill, and again, as always, these things have different versions of events, but it was basically some disgruntlement around how the team was playing.
Heated?
Yeah, in the context of
with players around? Or?
No, the way, again, other people may have different versions of this. I was told the players weren't actually privy to the heightened sense of the disagreement, but that doesn't mean other people at the footy club weren't. And it's not ideal, Jim. I mean, you've run a footy club and you know what board members are like at certain points in time. And I've never known a footy club, certainly in AFL land, to never have a board that doesn't think it knows more than the coach at certain points of stress. And I'd imagine that was a subject.
Yeah, but after the game, directors are to be seen and not heard. There's no place for a director to be, you know, if that's what he did, to be running off at the mouth about what's just happened on the field.
Now, Craig's his own.
No good comes of that.
Yep. Craig's his own man, but he is the nephew of Bruce Matheson, who has pumped in pokey machines and money is attached to it.
It still is?
Yeah, they've still got the connections to it, as far as I can tell, Bill, yeah. Now, again, that's a business transaction. I'm assuming Bruce has made some good money on that business transaction as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's the name, again, that was only a month ago publicly prepared to slag off at certain people in the footy club. And I'll tell you what, Brian Cook obviously felt he was coming into that club a couple of seasons ago, not to just have his farewell to football, but there's no way he thought what was about to unfold was on his doorstep, because it's a mess. And as we know, the last 7 weeks have only seen one win against West Coast, and the win prior to that was against North Melbourne.
And the timing of the chairman heading overseas, if that is in fact happening, you are more than entitled to go overseas.
Absolutely.
You don't want it to happen right when, you know, the flames are licking you.
Yeah.
No fault of his, and apparently if it is happening, there's family reasons for it.
Yeah, there are family reasons,
It's just one of those ones where you can be stung by timing.
Well, we know some media narratives around that, would have that as a World War III, wouldn't they, at certain points in time. So, yeah, I'm not massive on that as much as some people.
No, I'm not either.
Jim. But I think it's a valid argument now. Yeah, the club is hemorrhaging at all levels. And, look, we discussed it on Saturday, on the Saturday rub, that the conversations, just phone call-wise, post-match Friday night and again Saturday morning, they're ramping up to a point where something will break. And it has broken, so to speak, in terms of Matheson coming off. So, Bill, you touched on the match review office decisions.
Three appeals.
So Luke Park, Jago O'Meara, Adam Chira, as you said, all taking on dangerous tackle suspensions.
What are they doing, Damien?
They are taking on the tackle. They are appealing. I laugh when you did that in the first segment. I didn't think it was that funny to back over it, though.
No. Because it wasn't that funny.
Dane Zorko.
As we speak, and as you know, we're live on this show, we don't yet know what the match of the office may do. Look, I watched it on TV, and I did see a hand around the eye of Pedler. Now, he seemed to quickly stop doing what he was doing, and I didn't have much of a reaction beyond that. I did rewind it just to see check what I saw. So it's not ideal, but I think he checked himself just enough time to maybe get away with something that could have been nasty.
I had no inkling at all to try and do that when you played footy.
Just doesn't make sense. No.
Never come into your mind.
Now, there's a white line fever component to Dane that he's utilised really, really well to be a really good player, a four-time best and fairest winner, all Australian. Still a leader despite not having a C next to his name, but there's also been some moments. And again, I don't want to put this one in just yet, but there's been some moments that he'd like back, I think, over the journey.
So I think I'm right in saying that there have been 26 suspensions this year, and 17 of them have been the dangerous tackle.
Yeah.
So it's got to get through to the players at some stage that you've just got to stop doing it.
Yeah,
even getting close to it.
And I've been really critical, as I think we all have, and you have, Jim, too, on the constant narrative and messaging from the match review into the tribunal.
Yep.
I've got to give them full ticks for this one this year. On the isolation of the dangerous tackle, I don't think there's any confusion or ambiguity on what is and what isn't. And I think there are in other parts of the game. But I'd be surprised on what we've seen this year if any of those three were to get off.
Yes. Now, I agree.
We know they also throw a curveball in. Just before we move on to some positives, Jim, Mark McGowan resigning from the state parliamentary system in WA.
Exhausted.
Exhausted.
Is that what he... I thought it was it ran itself over there, didn't it?
Well, he's got 47 seats out of the 59 seat chamber. So
I thought that was state that pretty much ran itself.
Seemed to.
He could just stay there.
Let's hope it's catching.
Well, what are you saying, Jim? Luke Darcy had some strong words on the premier of this state.
Others
on Friday
around
night.
Think that might be a good idea and follow suit. Now, purple. Positives, where are you starting? Because there were lots.
It's hard to not start with James Sicily in what he did on the game Triple M called on Saturday, captain of Hawthorn playing against St Kilda. The 43 touches he had and the way he controlled it. And, I mean, again, you brought it to our listeners as it happened. But to put in context of one of the games of the season, we came off round 10. We thought Zach Butters might have that mantle. Well, I think there'll be enough people now to say that James Sicily, and just again, for those who haven't caught up, he has been also match review office assessed to have hit Caminiti in a way that's going to keep him out for a game against Port Adelaide this week, and he and his club have accepted that. But yeah, fantastic performance from
40 possessions at centre half back.
42, wasn't it?
Ridiculous.
42. Well done to the Hawks too on the back of that, of course.
Yep. Coming off the 116 win against West Coast. And then kicking the last five goals against the Saints. Look, Jordan DeGoey is putting together some sort of season. You do weight what you think of a round of footy dependent upon who a team plays. And when Collingwood plays North Melbourne, you do factor that in. But yet again, he's got himself in not just the Collingwood best players, but best on the ground.
Bill's taking responsibility for his season. He ran into him at a pub and Bill dagged him.
Yep.
Bill, you know, basically dried him for about an hour.
Got him to sign a couple of things.
Yeah. Jordy was trying to mind his own business and every time he turned around, Bill was there with, you know.
He loved it.
So now Bill's claiming his season.
Which was this establishment, Bill?
No, this was a house party.
Oh, house party.
We're in the house.
Yes. Having a few prees, were you?
We were prees before we went out.
Where'd you go out after that?
We just go to, we like to, what? Go to places. I'm trying to find the Brownlow.
He's having a cracking season, no doubt about it.
He's third or fourth in the Brownlow.
Is he that high? Yep, is he? Yep. I think he deserves to be. Yeah.
Nick Dacos.
Yep.
The Bond.
The Bond will be there.
Petrarca.
Butters will be there.
Butters,
and then
Geordie.
And it's a full credit to him, isn't it, given what he's been through and how he's had to work through all of that. Adelaide Crows, too, just collectively, but again, the usual names aren't there. Jordan Dawson, Rory Laird, Rankin is putting together a nice season, isn't he? And the points of difference that both he and Rochelle offer, Bill, I mean, you know the way finals systems work in the AFL system, and you've got to have a point of difference if you're going to go the whole way, don't you? Just to get through the final series and you can be conservative, you can be consistent, and they are that when they look good, but they've got some real sizzle
star
up there.
Star factor about them. They kick goals when needed, and those two can.
They do.
We're going to get more positives out of you next. We need to get to a break, but we'll finish the positives and then swing over to the dark side.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld?
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Damien Barrett is stuck around. JB, some more positives from round 11.
Go with, positive,
we will. We'll go to Gold Coast and Matty Rell's performance going head-to-head against Marcus Bontempelli, and particularly when the game had to be won, Bill, in the third and fourth quarters, he more than held his own. And Bont was still good for the Bulldogs, which he always is, but it was you'd like to hope it's a changing of the fortune type of result for the Gold Coast Suns. We've talked about that before. We haven't seen it backed up, and they've got the Crows up there again. They're staying the week in Darwin. So if they do back it up, I think we'll have reason to stand up and take notice.
They love those conditions. Anytime that it's hot and wet, they just love it.
Yeah.
It worked for them.
It was good. And look, I'm not one to feel umpires have an adverse effect on outcomes as a rule, but they didn't work in their favour in that particular game was my observation on that particularly late. But they weathered all of that. And there's a guy by the name of Bailey Humphrey, Bill, who other people have been saying for a long time now. Don't discount him in this already high-end race for the Rising Star. Now, we've seen that Ashcroft is leading that, and then Sheezel's had his moments. Yes. And from last year, where Mitch Owens had played a couple of games of footy last year, still qualifying for this year's Rising Star. But he's doing enough now to put himself right in. With a half a season remaining. It's a
goal.
Good race.
Yeah, it was the a great end, goal. Yeah. And boy, from Moe, he's done well.
Yeah. Hmm. You were mentioning Toby in the ad break, Bill. You were talking about Jordy DeGoe having a few beers.
Yeah, there's Toby.
Did you catch up with him on the weekend somewhere as well? Because he's also in the positives of what he did against the Cats with his four first half goals, leading the GWS team to a good win.
He was sensational. Caught up with him for a little frothy at the Wolf Shed.
Pay up.
I did have, well, had a bet on air. $500.
You had a bet on air?
Yeah. With Toby.
I didn't catch
up with Geelong and the Giants, so you'd reckon, I thought that was a pretty good bet. Bloody Giants win, so he can get stuff. But
he handed 500 crisp ones five crisp ones over.
Yeah.
To Toby.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll have a bet on footy. I don't think this happened, actually.
Well, it happened on the bar, so someone might have
taken it. I don't think it was Toby who did that. Just
no, it was his girlfriend, Georgia, come over and grabbed the money.
She can have the bet. Yeah, I don't think Toby can.
Yeah. Georgia came over and grabbed the money.
That's how it would have happened, I think, Bill. Yeah.
Or can I get the money back then?
Yes.
But if he played.
If the integrity officers are listening to this, it didn't happen, okay?
If he played for a Collingwood or a Melbourne or a big club, he could be an absolute superstar, wouldn't he?
He is anyway.
You're right. Look, the reception that he gets, you would love to see him play regularly, as Collingwood players do, in front of 75,000. You would love to see it. But he's also equally been, I think, instrumental in that club, and the loyalty he's shown is immense. Luke Jackson, Jim, I know you're a massive fan, and game number 63 for him was the one he played on the weekend against Melbourne, his old team. And if game 30 was the most important game he played prior to that, and that was the grand final of 2021, this was the most complete game, wasn't it? He's a huge effort there. And again, we've said it now for a month. Brayshaw and Sarong beneath the best players.
No, they are both very, very good at what they do. And I must admit, I wasn't surprised by that result at all.
Mm.
Freo, when they get up and running, are a bloody tough opponent.
Yep. Hayden Young just tracking beautifully now. High-end draft pick many years ago, but going beautifully. And Jagger Amira's really now found his form inside that midfield operations. And just a quick one before we move on to the negatives. Nick Blakey, just what he did Friday night. We talked about it Saturday, but
slithered through.
He's been good in a couple of really good signs.
He was going too quick there at one stage. He was actually, feet were going too quick. And
he lost his tail. The back end got a bit wobbly because the tail had come off.
Is that what it was?
He's a star. And not right either.
No.
Chatted to him afterwards. He's not right.
And we spoke to another bloke that's not right.
Yeah. Justin McInerney.
He was good content, wasn't he?
He was good.
Yeah. Hope he gets back to Sydney. He's safe.
And the trash.
The little trash panda. They're not right. There's something wrong with them, actually.
I like it. Cats, 0-3 to start the year, then 5-0 in the next five matches, and then now 0-3 again, Bill.
Win the next five.
Not since 2006 have they lost four in a row. There's problems.
Who have you got this week?
They got to play Western Bulldogs at Marvel.
That won't be an easy game.
Then they got Melbourne, then they got Port. So they're in a bit of trouble. They've got to win. Got to get the midfield some semblance of something in the midfield there. Even Reece Stanley would be good. You need Danger in there. You need Cameron Guthrie in there.
And Mitchie Duncan, who's out again. I know he plays forward a bit as well. But I'd be surprised if they brought Dangerfield back for this game because of the fact that there's a bye the next week. And the plan, at least in the backs of their minds, was to do what they did last year with him, to give him all that period of time to then relaunch. But they don't have the luxury, as they did this time last year, to have wins on the board to do it. So
spot on. And then Nasava went down. He's probably
that's
been
a big loss, isn't he?
Best defender.
Yep.
Just one of those years when you get injuries after injuries. Mm. So anyway, and by the way, the Giants had some injuries. So that was a bloody good win by them.
They did have some injuries. Yeah, obviously Kelly going down late. Himmelberg not being part of it. Taylor being out already. So and Haynes also not part of it. So yeah, I think that evened itself out. Saints, the shine's gone off the Saints, hasn't it? Naturally enough, and 7-4. I think they'd still take that, but it's not the 5-0 start they had to the season. So it's a few worrying signs there. We've touched on Carlton off-field as well as on-field, but the only win they've now had in the last 7 weeks is against West Coast. The one prior to that was a battle against North Melbourne. So they're the two teams sitting last and second last on the ladder.
Can't score with those two big boys, isn't it?
Mm.
Can't score
goals.
You
got a solution for them?
Connection.
Connection?
Mm. Connection.
A conduit.
And I was disappointed in Brisbane Lions yesterday. Again, they will be happy with how they've managed to open their season just with the three losses to this point. But When they do lose, the focus goes on Eric Hipwood, doesn't it? And yep. and Joe Danaher. Now, Joe Danaher still kicked two goals. Hipwood didn't. But, yeah, they can be pulled apart, and that will be of concern for Chris Fagan.
What about players playing for free kicks? That's coming into our game, which no one likes.
Flopping.
Don't
flopping.
Like it, yeah. And it's hard on the umpires, isn't it? Because the ones in question, Bill, Max King went to ground and got a 50-metre penalty as a result of it.
Cody he got Waitman, two 50s.
Yeah. I think the second one... Maybe more so, but the first one was very questionable. And then Cody Waitman also got a free kick late in the game, which nearly allowed the Dogs to steal that game. Mm. And again, if the umpire was to look back on that, he'd be not paying.
I told you on Saturday, it's the lineup outside of nightclub. That's the rule.
I don't mind this theory.
If the push is the not bouncer. Significant enough to take you to ground, if you're lining up outside a pub, then it shouldn't be a 50.
Mm. No, I like
Simple
it.
As that.
No. But the problem is the free kicks because they throw the head back and all that. That's what Cody did. So
just as I go, there's some hope that finally it could be resolution on the Hawthorn racism situation this week. Yeah, I know. There was hope last week, from what I've been told from an AFL perspective, to at least get the statement out publicly. And as you know, Jim, I've got a strong view that it then in some ways only starts the legal processes that will then be undertaken by various people attached to it, both seeking recourse and also having to defend themselves from other issues. But from an AFL perspective, they spent the best part of the entire week last week and the weekend trying to get something at least out there publicly just to allow the people involved to at least have a position to work either with or backwards from. And hopefully by Friday that could be the case.
Let us hope. Great to see you. Thanks for that.
Buses this week. Now we've already got to open there in WA with Perth, and they're going to stay there for the rest of the year, I think.
Yep. Cool.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Damo joins us thanks to Bunnings for some great tax time deals and tips. Check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.